And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
We're glad that you tuned into the broadcast this week. We're going to pick things up here in John chapter 5, verse number 28. Lord Jesus Christ, having given these verily verilies, talking about salvation, the context of this passage is that judgment has been given to the Son, that the Son might be honored. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks of salvation, and those that hear His word, those that hear His voice, they have everlasting life. And then He segues into speaking about judgment, which was the original issue at the beginning. He says in verse 28, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice." Not only will sinners hear the voice of the Lord in salvation, but all sinners, saved and not, will hear the voice of the Lord unto resurrection, and shall come forth. Let's back at verse 28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." So the Lord Jesus Christ is here saying, I'm not a freelancer. I'm doing what I see the Father do. I'm doing what I receive of Him to do. It's an example to us as the Lord's people that we need to do what the Father says to do, not our own will, not even the Lord Jesus Christ being perfect and the Son of God, one of the Trinity, came as a man, and He came to obey the will of the Father. And we need to do the same. And that's an example to us. And there will be those, all men, women, boys, and girls, all that have passed on and have lived in this life, they will be brought to a resurrection, one of two. And now he goes on and he's going to speak here in verse 31 about a witness, about how he says, "I've come, I and my Father, I work the work of my Father." As he said in verse 17, "My Father worketh hitherto and I work." That's the way the Lord identifies Himself. He says, "He is my Father, I am His Son." And the Jews really got tore up about that because He made Himself equal with God. But He is equal with God. That's the point. In verse number 31, he says, he's going to speak about the witness, why it is that men should believe Him, believe who He is, and receive who He is. In verse 31, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." He said, if I stand alone, saying that this is the way the thing is, then that's not enough proof. It's not enough proof for you to know that my ministry and what I do and doing is the truth. "There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John," verse 33, "and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not the testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved." He says, I'm telling you the truth. I'm giving you the witnesses that the Lord has, that the Father has put in place. John the Baptist was a man sent from God to do the work of God, to make a people prepared for the Lord, preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ and preaching about that one that was at hand, that was coming, whose fan was in his hand, and he was going to thoroughly purge his floor. He's going to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire, and he's going to gather the wheat into his garner. He is the one that does baptize with the Holy Spirit, and he does baptize with fire. And that's not talking about Holy Spirit fire baptism. That's talking about Holy Spirit salvation of the soul, baptizing with fire. That's talking about sinners rejecting of Christ that are not saved, and that they will burn in hell in the lake of fire eternally. That's what that's talking about. John had that witness, and he was sent by God. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I don't need the witness of even the man John the Baptist, because there's yet another witness that witnesseth of me. What is that? Well, it's the witness of the Scripture, isn't it? The Scripture, all the Old Testament Scripture tells about Jesus Christ. It all typifies, prophesies, and tells about Jesus Christ coming. He says, when he was baptized there by John the Baptist, who was it? Who was it that spoke from heaven? It was the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. On the Mount of Transfiguration, which I believe in the order of Scripture is to come, when the Lord takes James and Peter and John up to the mount, and he's transfigured before them, and Peter shoots off his mouth and says, we need to build the tabernacle here to you and to Moses and to Elijah. We need to do that. And the cloud overshadowed them, and the voice spake that said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. We need Jesus. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. He says there is a witness that is greater. It's the witness of the Father. It's the witness of the Scripture right here in front of you. A Jewish leadership, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, lawyers, those that had such a quarrel with the Lord and what he did, and him healing on the Sabbath day, making himself equal with God. He says, you've got a witness, and it's right here in front of you. It's the witness of God Almighty, God the Father. If I bear witness of myself, verse 31, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. That's the Father. Yet ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. John's witness was not false. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He said, you've got to get a handle and an understanding on this, because without it, you will be damned. You will be lost. You need to hear the voice of the Father. You need to hear the voice and the truth of the Son. It's verse 35. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light, speaking of John. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. What's the Scripture say? Behold, a virgin shall conceive and be with child. That's an impossible thing, but not with God. And that's the way the Lord Jesus Christ arrived on the scene, wasn't it? That's right. Amen. It was by a thing that had never been done. A virgin conceived by the Holy Spirit of God. All the other prophecies. You know, I marvel that in all the inquiry and all the works that the Lord Jesus Christ did, and this speaks to the depravity of man, but in all that the Lord Jesus Christ was and did, and show that he is the Son of God and that he is God and he is the Savior. They never once, according to what the accounts we have in the Scripture, he was never once asked where he was born. They never once asked the Lord where he was born. He grew up in Nazareth, and they just assumed that he was born in Nazareth. But as the Scripture told, even in the days of Herod, Herod went to the wise, to the scholars of the day and the scribes of the day, and they said, "Where is it that the Messiah is going to be born?" And they said, "In Bethlehem." And Jesus was indeed born in Bethlehem, as it was prophesied. There's all kinds of witnesses, and the witness of John the Baptist was a burning and shining light for a season. But all that the Father's given him, and there's greater witness. He told him earlier in the passage, he said there's going to be greater works, namely that, I believe, of his death, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. That even though he would be dead, he's still in control. That's what he told his disciples. Even though Jesus himself was dead, his body was dead, being God, he was in control of the situation, and after 3 days and three nights brought his body back from the dead. He brought his life back again. It says the Lord Jesus Christ hung there on Calvary's hill, and as he suffered and bled and fulfilled all the passages and all the Scriptures, all those things that were there, the Scripture says he yielded up the ghost. You and I, when it comes time to die, we don't have control over hanging on to our spirit, our soul. what the Lord Jesus Christ did and does. He did. He showed that. He says, there's a greater witness than that of John in verse number 36. The works that the Father hath given me to finish, the miracles, the healing, the raising of those from the dead, the suffering on the cross of Calvary, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, they do bear witness of the Lord that the Father indeed hath sent him. Verse 37. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. We saw that and heard that at his baptism when the Lord came to John and was baptized. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. You claim him. And there's a lot of people that claim religion and claim Jehovah God today, but don't know him. And as the Lord said in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount, that there'll be those that come in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done this and have we not done that? And the Lord Jesus Christ will say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Just claiming God is not enough. And these claim God, but they haven't. The Lord said, you've not heard his voice at any time. You've not seen his glory. You've not seen his shape. The scripture says that Jesus is the manifestation of the Godhead. He came in bodily form. He told the disciples there at the end of his ministry before the crucifixion, Philip and Thomas, he said, have I been so long with you? They wanted him to say, they said, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And the Lord says to him, he says, have I not been so long with you that you know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? He said in verse 37 here, and the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. Verse 38, and ye not have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. You say you know God, and you say you believe God, but you reject his Savior. You reject his Son, because his Son is the fulfilling of the word that God has spoken. Verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and in the scriptures indeed we do. But understand, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The scriptures are that which point to Christ. And the rejection of Christ is a rejection of the Father. A rejection of Christ is rejection of the Savior. He says in John chapter 14, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, because he quickeneth whomsoever he will. He giveth life to those that hear his voice. He giveth life to those that come unto him in repentance and faith. He is God. He is the Savior. Verse number 40. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. That's the reason sinners aren't saved, folks, is because they won't come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you come to him? Do you know him as your Savior? Does he know you as the sinner that he has saved? Have you cried out into mercy before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ, and asking him to save you, seeking his face and his word, and believing him and what he said, that you are a sinner, you need to repent of that before him, and you need to believe and trust in him and him alone and his power to save? As Philip told the Ethiopian eunuch, when the eunuch inquired about baptism, not in order to be saved. The eunuch did not inquire about baptism in order to be saved, but as a testimony of the salvation of the soul, Philip told the eunuch, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. If you've been saved, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, then you may be baptized to show what the Lord has done for you. To give that, to herald out that witness and that testimony that you identify with Christ and him alone and his power to save your soul. Well, see that our time has passed. Thank you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.